report indicated that the committee considered the question but did not reach a definitive conclusion as to the answer. So that was the issue that came up in a case, Frichter versus Frichter. And the only thing I can say is that parties should discuss that when they're going through divorce. I mean, sometimes if kids are 10 or 11, nobody's really thinking about it, but it becomes a huge expense, and it's certainly whether it's an appropriate add-on to the basic child support or whether it was supposed to be part of child support, and therefore the person who receives child support, you know, ends up paying all of the insurance costs. So, you know, what are the add-on expenses for costs resulting from a parent supplying a car to a child as a new driver, or even insurance? So the report said the committee also discussed but did not reach a conclusion as to whether the expenses for a child's car include the cost of insurance for that vehicle as distinguished from insurance costs for adding a licensed minor driver residing in the home. And that was one of the things that the committee said. They believed that such expenses should be an add-on to the basic child support amount, and that meant that basic child support includes those automobile expenses and insurance costs incurred by a parent that are related to the exclusive use by the child. And that was there's a lot of ambiguity. There's a lot of argument both ways. And so the best way to handle issues like that is to agree. In other words, what is going to be the deal, and put it in. And so that's why it's important for people to think about all of these issues. And I was speaking with a potential new client, and one of the issues is going to be life insurance in case the father is no longer alive. These people are not married. But the point is, how do you protect this child in the event the father predeceases? And this is a very young child. So obviously life insurance, or perhaps a trust, or some other way that the mom can be assured that she'll have enough money to raise this child. And of course, it's a situation where there is plenty of money, so that's not the issue. The issue is, what obligation is the father going to voluntarily undertake? So, but the little, getting back to the guidelines, a non-custodial parent's guideline-level child support obligation includes consideration of the following expenses. And it said all costs involved with owning or leasing an automobile, including monthly installment towards principal costs, finance charges, lease payments, gas and motor oil, insurance, maintenance, and repairs. Now, that's under the child support guidelines. And so that it purchase of a new vehicle for the child is not included in the guidelines, nor are expenses associated with a motor vehicle purchased or leased for the intended primary use of the child. So that, again, under a different category contained in the comments, other factors, there's a new provision that states a motor vehicle purchased or leased for the intended primary use of the child, of a child subject to the support order, may be a factor warranting a support adjustment. So again, that it may be, but it's not mandatory. So I'm going to close this out, give you the news, and we'll be back with the sports guys.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Theirs was a love story for the ages. As first couple, Ron and Nancy Reagan represented America with great distinction.
Family and friends remembering former First Lady Nancy Reagan at her funeral in Simi Valley, California. Former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney remarked that it's difficult to speak about Nancy without talking about her relationship with former President Ronald Reagan. Mulroney recalled when he and Ronald Reagan had waited for their wives at an Ottawa airport in 1987.
And as they headed towards us, President Reagan beamed. He threw his arm around my shoulder, and he said with a grin, "You know, Brian, for two Irishmen, we sure married up."
Mrs. Reagan died last weekend at the age of 94. Former President Reagan died in 2004. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
The Attorney General has admitted the Obama administration might go after their opponents on climate change in court.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch admitted before Congress the Obama administration considered filing civil cases against people who oppose them on climate change. Political analyst Gail Trotter told USA Radio News that it's typical Obama administration action, given the administration routinely ignores crime by their allies.
Executives at Solyndra had misled the feds on their financial health. And it was surprising, I think it was last August, that the DOJ came out with a statement saying they were not going to prosecute anybody at Solyndra.
Trotter added that even though the administration likely cannot win a lawsuit against their climate change foes, the threat still causes a chilling effect. I'm Jason Wirt.
Marco Rubio's campaign is telling supporters in Ohio to vote for John Kasich in an effort to stop Donald Trump. CNN says the move comes as the latest polls show Trump holding a narrow lead over Kasich in the governor's home state of Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Trouble at the top of a charity that helps American veterans. USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
The Wounded Warrior Project firing two of its top executives amid a spending controversy. CBS News reporting the charity's board of directors has let go CEO Stephen Nardizzi and COO Al Giordano after getting preliminary results of a financial audit. An investigation by CBS News did reveal last month that Wounded Warrior Project spent millions of dollars on extravagant employee conferences and parties. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Too much good cholesterol could be as dangerous as smoking. Researchers at Cambridge University say people who have a mutated gene giving them high levels of good HDL cholesterol have an 80% increased risk of heart disease. Scientists say the findings change the thinking about good cholesterol and if it automatically benefits all heart patients. Their report is in the Journal of Science. The nation's largest labor group is preparing to launch attack ads targeting Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. Officials at the AFL-CIO told Reuters that the ads will portray the New York billionaire as anti-union. The organization plans to start running the ads on Facebook and Twitter next week. A union spokesman says the campaign is part of an effort to show American workers that Trump's promises are just hot air. The AFL-CIO is traditionally a stronghold for the Democratic Party. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Well, good afternoon. It's the sports guys, but nobody has shown up. Let's hope they do, because frankly, I'm all out of sports. I guess we could talk a little bit about spring training, and certainly today and this weekend, we're going to have to be careful that everyone doesn't go out and strain things a bit too much, and we'll give you the weather, and Luckily, I have been joined by one of the other sports guys because, as I've said, Bill, I have nothing today. But as far as weather, Bill, I don't know if you're going to go to your boat this weekend, but tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny, high of about 58 degrees, and it's supposed to be the day of the weekend. If not, I wouldn't suggest going on Sunday. There's a 30% chance of showers, at least in this part of the state, and then by Sunday night, about 70% chance of rain. So we're going to get some rain into Monday. So in any event, you have to, with this weather, you have to be looking forward to getting out and boating.
Well, it won't be boating for a while because we're just going to begin the recommissioning, actually starting next weekend when I have my crew of merry men coming with me to open it up. But I might try to sneak down there Sunday when the weather, before the weather turns, and open it up, air it out a little bit, and make my to-do list.
Well, my suggestion would be do it tomorrow because it looks like it's going to be 58 degrees and mostly sunny and no chance of rain.
Well, unfortunately, my Saturday has already been planned for me. You may remember Rumpelstiltskin Bailey. Well, he and I might be married to the same woman, she who must be obeyed.
We better. Hopefully, she's not listening to this.
Oh, I don't think so. She listens to me enough at home, I'm sure. But very, very candidly, I am absolutely thrilled that the weather seems to have broken. Well, maybe we'll get one more snow. But when I put the boat away last year, I had already cleaned off the hull and done the bottom painting that I had to do so that I could get a jump start this year. And because of environmental regulations, we now use what's called an ablative paint that slowly wears off, almost like a bar of soap, to keep mussels and barnacles and all kinds of other marine growth from attaching to the hull. This year, I'm hoping to get in some sailboat racing, and the club that I belong to has gotten a couple of interesting trips, including one where we're going to go out the Barnegat Inlet, head north for about five or six hours, go in the Manasquan Inlet, stay at one of the yacht clubs or marinas in the Manasquan River, and then come back through the infamous Point Pleasant Canal, which for anybody is an experience. And the reason it's an experience is because the current is about 3 knots. And the current,
for non-boaters, why don't you explain that? Does that fast or slow?
A knot is 1.1 miles per hour. And when you are in the Point Pleasant Canal in a boat, and you are going with the current, and you're going along at about 5 knots under power because you really can't sail in there, you're going very fast. And it's been described as having the experience of being flushed down a toilet by sailors.
But and have you ever dumped, or what do you call it if a boat goes over?
We call it capsizing.
Okay, Pat. Capsizing.
I have capsized, but only in very small boats, like 10-foot-long e-scows or some of the other small sailing dinghies when I was a whole lot younger and able to tolerate things like that, even in waters in Maine, which is, boy, is it cold. I will tell you that I'm really excited. We're looking at some new equipment. We're looking also to do some racing. The club that I'm a member of, Cedar Mar, is going to be jointly having Wednesday night races with the Tall Oaks Yacht Club, someplace in between Toms River and the Forked River. And it's always fun. These are what they call beer races because really what you're racing for is nothing more than a certificate saying who won that weekend, getting a couple of points, and then eating a hamburger, drinking a beer, and only one, and heading home. So that's a Wednesday night. But the really cool thing about things like that is that you get to learn and practice your sail trim and the adjusting of sails with the wind to the wind, and is one of my pleasures and one of my fascinations, because really what you're doing is it's almost like you're playing chess, or like you're preparing a case for trial. You've got to think about all of these things.
And I'm sure that especially when you're racing and you're racing against other people, that's when that kind of a skill becomes so important. But how do you account for the fact that some sailboats are simply faster than others?
There's a handicapping system. I forget what the initials stand for, but it's PHRF. And a boat like mine, a Hunter 340, which is 30 feet long, can be expected to do a certain speed over flat water. So it gets a rating compared to, say, a smaller boat, say like a Hunter 28.
So in other words, they level the playing field.
That's
it's
exactly
like
what they
else
do.
There's a handicap. And
sure, just like as they do with golfers.
Golf. Okay.
And but you still have to depend on the amount of time you spend on the water. Then they have what's called one design races. All boats are exactly the same.
And well, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and they see these with something called J-boats, which are designed for racing. A J-boat is a very stripped-down, very fast, very easy-to-sail boat with a lot of ability to adjust sail and everything else that goes along with it. I'm always surprised that J-boats are equipped with a head. So, but on the other hand, here's John Manfreda. How are you?
Hello, Bill. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
Okay, we're talking about boating. I think
there's some big news out there today.
What's the big news, John?
Well, the big news is that Mark Sanchez is on the move.
Oh,
where's
really?
He going?
Sancho Panza himself.
Where's he going, from the Eagles, too?
Well, to the Denver Broncos.
You're kidding me.
Really? Of course, lost Brock Osweiler. I think, you know, Osweiler was just so ticked that they let Manning come back in.
Well, wait a minute. Manning retired.
Manning came back in and took him to the Super Bowl. I mean,
right.
You know, he came
in
the last couple of games after Osweiler had started about 10 games or so. And then right at the end, Manning comes back in and Manning starts the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl. I mean, I think Denver would have won that Super Bowl if Osweiler was in
but
there.
Wait a second. Anybody would have wanted to see, even if you're not a Bronco fan, I mean, I think most of us were really happy to see Peyton go to one more Super Bowl and win. I'm sorry, but you know, I think there. I mean, Osweiler knew that this was going to be his year.
I'm just telling you what's out there. Okay, that he was very upset. There was no love lost between Osweiler and Manning. I mean, this is no different than Favre and
Rodgers. Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's a natural thing that everybody wants to play. But anyway, what I found interesting, I think he stuck it to John Elway and gave every indication he was going to re-up, and at the last minute took off and went to another team. Now, Denver, Manning retires, Osweiler's gone, and they're relegated to taking Mark Sanchez. How would you like to look at your Super Bowl champion roster, and on the depth chart at the starting quarterback position – Is none other than Sancho Panza.
So they didn't think that they...
You mean Mark Butt Fumble Sanchez?
Yeah, that one and the same, Bill.
So they didn't think that there was enough out there in the draft this year to wait and see because of where they were going to come in?
Well, they can still do that. They're only giving the Eagles a conditional draft pick. It's probably going to wind up being a fourth or fifth round. And it's not bad because the Eagles wanted to get rid of... They were going to cut him anyway.
Right.
So at least if you're Denver... You have – remember, this is the guy, you know, and all kidding aside, I mean, he did take the Jets to two AFC championships.
Right.
They had a great defensive running game. What's Denver got? A great defensive
running game.
Let me tell you something. I think if you're Denver, what they're going to do – I don't think – this is not a great draft. And I know right now that the Eagles think that they stole – everybody blind, and they now have the eighth pick and all that stuff. It's not a great draft. But in any event, this was the year to go free agency and spend money. And the Giants overspent, but they spent well on young players. But from Denver's perspective, the defending Super Bowl champion, you know, they can put Sanchez in there. The guy, you know, you're not going to rely on him to win the game. He's going to manage the game. They say, all right. So let's say he throws 18 to 20 passes. You run the ball and play defense. You know what? You now, let's say in the second or third round, you draft a kid who's a couple of years away. And so you get by this coming year with basically with Sanchez, okay? And you never know. Now, there is still some people out there. I mean, free agency isn't over. I mean, you may find a situation where, gosh, who knows? You may find Ryan Fitzpatrick out there. I mean, the Jets are taking a huge chance at jerking him around. The guy had a very good year for the Jets, virtually a career year. They didn't make the playoffs not because of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right.
They didn't make the playoffs because they choked in Rex Ryan's backyard.
Well, not only that, Denver has better receivers and better blockers than the Jets do. And the big problem with Sanchez was that he could only take two looks, and his deep drop wasn't that good. But he had decent arm strength, decent arm speed, and you know something? He's now been in the league 6 years. He took the Jets to two AFC championship games. Don't write him off.
I agree with everything you just said. And you know, but I would
don't
add something.
Don't write him off.
I agree with you that Denver has, you know, better defense and better receivers than the Jets, but also than the Eagles. I mean, here's a guy. Okay, he didn't really play again after what was the game when Bradford went down. They brought him in the third. It was a Tampa Bay game, and then he took him down the field in the late fourth quarter, and it was a 2019 game, if you remember, because the Eagles defense choked. Okay, and he threw the interception in the end zone, and everybody went, Mark Sanchez. Well, I'm sorry. The receivers they put on the field were horrendous. They couldn't get open. And Tampa has a decent secondary. That, you know,
and look, he would have been a hero if they had.
Correct.
He made
the throw, and that's exactly right, Pat. He would have been a hero in probably starting a couple games. But that play didn't work out, and that's the last you saw. And Chip Kelly just ignored him the rest of the way. So he was never going to take another snap for the Eagles again. And that's how it played out.
Well, actually, I think he is very lucky to end up in Denver.
I agree with you. Are you kidding me?
This is a complete fresh start for this guy.
Yeah.
The Cheshire Cat is Mark Sanchez.
Of course.
Well,
What about Osweiler?
I'm sorry, what's that, Bill?
What kind of a deal did Denver give him?
You know, I think he was already under contract to the – I'm really not sure, but you know, whatever it's going to be, probably a $3, $4 million, one or two contracts. It really almost doesn't matter, Bill.
Yeah,
it's
doesn't.
Clear he's not the long-term solution. But I think if you're Mark Sanchez, you want to get to that 10-year mark. So if you can stay in Denver – maybe this year as the starter and then as a backup next year. For the next 3-4 years, maybe win another championship. Hey, that's pretty good.
Hey, if he takes him to another AFC championship game,
he'll be the answer to a trivia question that has yet to be formulated.
And you know something? The Jets, when they gave him good protection and they gave him the ability to throw to some good receivers.
He had a running game.
He had a running game.
Mm-hmm. In Philly, he had no running game.
No.
And
traded it away.
Yeah, well, they thought they got it in return. But by the way, I have to admit, you know, it's funny. Tennessee, people are looking, saying, what are they thinking? Well, first of all, they gave up a crappy fourth or fifth round pick to the Eagles. Second of all, you don't think DeMarco Murray is not motivated? I'll bet you dollars to donuts runs for 1,300 yards this year. He is every single touch he gets at that ball. There's one thing that's going to be in his mind. I'm going to prove that cow chip is wrong. All of those guys are going to be out to prove him wrong.
Yeah.
Boy, would I give anything. I haven't seen the schedule. I don't know if Denver is playing San Francisco, but I guarantee you if they are, they're going to destroy San Francisco. And Mark Sanchez is probably going to throw four scores. There are so much motivation to get this guy. But I will say, I thought the trade that brought them the number 8 overall pick was probably what they're hoping is they get lucky and one of those quarterbacks falls to him. I don't know, but that first of all, they're not locked. You have no Peyton Manning. You have no Eli Manning. You have no Luck. I mean, these guys are good. The two top quarterbacks are good.
They're not going to be around by the time the Eagles draft, though.
Well, you know, there's talk that Bosa is probably the most talented guy in the draft. The problem is the teams that are high, they have higher needs. They have other
needs.
Okay? So, Bosa, what I'm actually hoping, the Giants sitting 10th, okay, might be able to move up and grab. But I think if Bosa is still there in the third or fourth pick, the Giants might move up and try to get him. There's a lot of teams. This kid is a monster. He is an intelligent, fast, powerful guy. Clearly, just on raw talent, the best guy in the draft. Because neither of these quarterbacks is a lock.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's going to fall beyond fourth or fifth. I really don't. I think the price to get him would be too high. Kind of like the Mariota thing last year. You want him. We want three first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
You almost can't do that in the NFL anymore.
You're right. Now, the interesting thing, of course, is if the Packers were picking first or second. Thank God they're not. But, I mean, if they were, they've traditionally taken the best player left in the draft. In other words, even if they don't need that person, and that's how Rodgers became a Packer. They did not need a quarterback when they drafted Rodgers.
Right.
There were a lot of
names. That's a time-proven thing. And I think most of your better teams do exactly that, Pat.
Do they know?
Oh, absolutely. That was no state secret. Now, I think people have been talking about the draft the best player on the board for decades now, for probably 20 years.
Yeah, but a lot of teams didn't do it.
Though,
well, that's exactly right. Teams. A lot of the teams, Pat, excuse me, Bill, a lot of the teams did not have the discipline to do it. You're
right.
Exactly correct. Yes,
yeah.
Bill.
And remember, a lot of teams, when they pull the trigger, they're not always looking to fill a need. The Eagles will do very well with Sam Bradford this year if he can avoid injuries. The secret for the Eagles.
Bill, they're trying to peddle Bradford. They know he's a disaster.
Good receivers.
I
and
disagree.
A decent offensive line, because otherwise
their offensive line is horrible. That's why he took a lot of hits, and he's not a healthy guy anyway. Listen, there's already talk. In fact, the big talk. What they tried, you know how the Sanchez deal happened? The Eagles tried to peddle Bradford.
Really?
To Denver. They wanted to unload Bradford, which actually would have been a great move for Bradford. Okay, I could see them, Bradford on Denver, with that offensive line, running game and defense. Denver would have been a top four favorite to win. But the problem was they really didn't want him, because Bradford, I think it's amazing it didn't happen this year. He did get the concussion thing. I just think the guy is unfortunately too unhealthy. I don't see him as a premier starting quarterback. So they don't plug holes in that offensive line, Bill. He's going to start taking more hits. By the middle of the year, he'll be down again like he was this past year. The Eagles will almost give Bradford away. They're trying to feign that he's a franchise quarterback. And, oh, we want your first and second round pick. They try
Bologna,
to fleece
they
Denver. John Elway is too smart, and he's a quarterback. So he knows what he's got. So what they said is, you know what? We don't want Bradford, but we'll tell you what. We'll take Sanchez off your hands. You know something? Elway might be just smart. Those big teeth might just be shining again. You know what? Let me tell you something. Sanchez, and as I mentioned before, a very close friend of mine, his daughter is Mark Sanchez's personal assistant, and they like him. They say he is a really good guy, smart. He's been in a bad situation.
Right.
Okay. Mark Sanchez could surprise some people this year. It'll piss off the Jets and Eagles fans, but you got to remember, he didn't have much at the end with the Jets. It was horrible, and certainly with the Eagles. So I think they tried to peddle Bradford, Bill, and nobody's taken Bradford. Nobody's going to take him. They might take him for maybe a third pick, but the Eagles want a first-round pick, and that's not going to happen.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there are times, and there have been players who, and that's why, you know, my mantra is that they should have a bigger roster, because there are always those players that need a few years to develop.
Absolutely.
And some people play. I mean, I often wonder what Favre would have been if he had stayed with Atlanta. You know, it is, he just probably
wound up
never
being a very
could.
Good quarterback, but not he, in Green Bay. It was the perfect
right.
place. For
it
him
really
for
was. Now, so, what about Osweiler? What
now,
do you think is he going to be
else.
As good as anybody thought he might?
You
be?
You know, I think he's a good, solid quarterback, no better than Bradford. In fact, I would take Bradford over Osweiler. I don't think Osweiler was that great, and I think that with John Elway as your GM in Denver, Osweiler knew. That his GM knows what he's really got. But I think he took a $70 million deal and a lot of it guaranteed. The Osweiler parlayed that he got a good deal. And he went to which team did he go to?
I don't know. That's why
I thought he went to Houston.
That's it. Yeah, that's correct, Bill. He went to the Texans, who are desperate for quarterbacking.
That's right.
Right. I think he'll be okay, but I think he's a 500 quarterback. I really do.
You know, time will tell. He's a young guy. He's
big
never
guy,
really played
rocket
a full
cannon
season.
Arm.
And you know something? He's going to be exciting to watch, and he'll make Houston into a good
it's
team.
It's a good
as
spot
as
for him. You're
you
right,
bet.
Bill. It's a
yeah,
good
but
spot.
I have to tell you, I think he made a mistake leaving Denver. I think that you know he had good people around
correct.
Him.
Correct.
I don't.
But he wasn't going to get that money because Denver knew what he really was. Houston had to overpay for him.
Oh, there's no question that Houston had to really lure him
so
away.
What was he paid at Denver?
Yeah, I'm not sure what
I mean,
those numbers
that
were,
he
Pat,
was...
but I heard they were substantially less than what Houston was willing to give him.
And remember, he signed a rookie contract. He
correct.
Could, he could not – he's a three-year guy. He could not –
well, no, that's
getting,
just it. His rookie contract was expiring
up.
Now.
Right.
Right.
That was
the
whole point
that, the move.
That Denver didn't throw a lot of money his way.
No,
so they knew they weren't committed to him. He knew they weren't committed to him for a long time.
So he made the right move for himself.
Correct.
Meanwhile, you
maybe.
Talk about Chip Kelly. The rumor out of Frisco is that they're going to trade Kaepernick.
Oh, they've been trying to get Kaepernick. But again, Kelly thinks he always overplays his hand.
And they're going to try to sign Robert Griffin III.
There's no question. There's no question about that. And I think no matter what he does – if Kelly were smart, he's got to restock that roster. They're not winning anything anytime soon. They are in the bottom seven or eight teams in the league.
Which is really amazing when you think about their heyday.
Well,
it
was a quick fall off
because
they had a lot of veterans that peaked and they got a couple of good years out of them and then they were gone. And that was, they did not build that team through the draft, so they had 24 to 28-year-olds. They had 30 to 34-year-olds, and then that was a short run. But I think Chip went there because it was the only place he went there, and San Francisco is the only city that would accept him. And he's gonna try to do it his way again. But there are a lot of people around the league that don't wish him well with that. A lot of people.
Well, you know, he is reviled in Philly. Peterson, whenever he is asked, says that that's in the past. There's nothing for me to comment about.
Correct.
They basically left Peterson and Howard Roseman with essentially an empty locker, an empty locker room. The team is going to be mediocre.
They got some decent talent. They've also brought in a linebacker and a corner who are good to very good. No, they've had a very good offseason, and they got the number 8 pick.
Eagle,
I mean, they're
going to
get a
good
player at the number 8 pick.
I don't doubt that for
they
a minute.
But I
remember,
will be shocked.
A draft
if they
choice
don't
is always a crapshoot, John. You know that as
no,
well
I know
as I
that.
Do.
But you know what? At number 8, you could probably get the best offensive lineman in the draft, and they should.
That's
do. They should do
the
what
case.
The Giants have done the last 2 years: is they've taken the top offensive lineman, and they have one more draft. The Giants are probably going to take. Well, they really need. They need another pass rusher. They want to get another pass rusher, and then they'll be restocked. But if there's a very good offensive lineman, they could pretty much complete that. The Giants' line is almost back. They're one really good player away because they've spent the last 3 years restocking that line. The Eagles have to do that now.
Well, remember something. If you're going to have either a fragile quarterback or a rookie quarterback behind him, you need a good offensive line
correct.
So that these
well,
guys can
you need a good offensive
a
line even if you have a – you know, look what happened to
that's
Rodgers.
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
Of course.
You can't take
that's
that
right.
kind of hit.
That's correct.
So every team needs a not only good but a great offensive line.
But
you
can't win without a very good offensive line.
But you also
point.
Have to protect those
exactly.
guys. I mean,
And when you have somebody you're bringing along who's relatively new to the league – they're going to make the mistakes. A good offensive line gives them the opportunity to make the mistakes, stay in the game, without getting badly injured and without getting to the point where they're forced to make throws because they're terrified of that thundering herd just climbing all over them. So you're right for a lot of reasons, but if you ever look at the developments of some of these rookies who get thrown into a game because the number one quarterback gets injured, you see what's going on with the offensive line and how they sort of look at each other, and they change the way they play a little bit, and there's a much better pocket protection. Additionally, when I look at Kaepernick,
I think if you have a veteran offensive line, Bill, I would agree with that, that they can circle the wagons. Yeah.
Right.
The problem is if you don't have talent at the offensive line position, it doesn't matter what they say to each other.
Oh, you're going to get clobbered.
And, you know, one of the things that I think we're seeing are, you know, the quarterbacks are now getting bigger. And, you know,
6'4" is almost mandatory.
So that
to see over the oncoming rush.
I'm trying to remember who was that played. It wasn't a quarterback, but there was one years ago played for the Packers, and he was so tiny I couldn't believe it. He was smaller, I think, than I am. And of course, the radio audience doesn't know that I weigh 400 pounds, but but it's true. You know, these guys. It seems to be that everyone has to be bigger out there. You know, there are a few, few exceptions. But and you're right, that offensive line. You know, I just hope we can. That's what the Packers need. They need to protect Rodgers better than he's been protected in the last couple of years.
Oh, yes, no doubt about it. Pat, where do you think Kaepernick ends up? The rumor mill says the Browns or the Jets. I personally think the Jets might not be a bad spot for him.
I still think the Jets are going to come back with
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, with Ryan. Yeah, I think they're just nickel diming him, and you really shouldn't. The guy had a very good year. Pay him.
Yeah.
You know what's an extra couple of million bucks to those guys?
Yeah.
You know? Pay him. Bring,
especially
make
with $9 hot dogs.
Of course. Yeah. You know, let him come back, and I would to change the whole system again. I think that's a big mistake.
And you know, it's funny because I have a different view of Kaepernick because I unfortunately sat.
Him.
You saw the one good season he had, the one good great playoff game he had. Playoff game where he was amazing.
Yeah, but that's because the run and shoot was new and they didn't know how to defend it. Yeah, it was right at the beginning. And you know, he would fake the handoff and take off. I'll never forget that play where he faked to the back. He did like a 180, and then he went right up the field, and the Packers were just looking at
like,
you know,
I mean, it was
well executed, but the league caught up to that very quickly.
Well, I guess you're right, because that was the most humiliating. I mean, I've seen
they
other
destroyed
playoffs.
Green Bay in that game, but they never reached those heights again.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't. I mean, I saw some great games in San Francisco in the heyday.
Not all of them that you liked.
No.
Some of them you did.
No, actually, I seem to always go to games in San Francisco where the Packers lose. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure I ever saw a game where they won in San Francisco. But Kaepernick, I guess you're right. I mean,
you know, there's Green Bay people monitoring these broadcasts, Pat, and you may have just done yourself a disservice when you go into the Packer lottery. Okay, you, the people in powers and being can tweak those computers and say, okay, Schmidt, make sure we're going to San Francisco. Make sure she doesn't get that.
That's
that
true.
Ticket.
I only, no.
We'll probably
see
end up
if
with
they
a couple
can,
of exhibition games.
No.
There you go, Bill.
If they play in Green Bay.
With a couple of exhibition. Hey, that actually happened, didn't it?
It did.
Oh, please.
Somebody put the hex on her.
You don't know that who's monitoring these broadcasts.
I have to tell you. Well, first of all, it's only when I go to away games that the Packers lose. They should pay me not to go to away games.
There you go.
There you go.
That's right. They should give you extra home tickets so that you come to the home games.
This year, not
go on the road.
This year, if we win in the lottery, we will have two games that will not be exhibition, because you can't do that 2 years in a row. You can't. If you win the lottery, you don't get expedition. I can't
it's
talk
Friday
today.
Somewhere, and
so
right
anyway,
here we're feeling it.
Anyway.
Back.
But
so anyway, that's the state of the NFL. Lots of excitement. Again, back to the Giants. They spent a lot of money, probably overpaid for a couple of those guys. They got three big-time free agents. But what they got are guys in their mid-20s.
Well, that's
where
good.
You're going to spend the money.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at maybe the next 3 to 5 years, those guys in their prime right. are going to get your money's worth.
Although you never know. There are some people like, you know, that the Packers had not signed that went on and had 2, 3, 4 more good years.
Yep.
And,
sure.
You know, and they always make the mistake, and I've always told them those guys, like Woodson. I mean, they should have kept Woodson for
right.
A few more years. He went on and, you know, lousy team, but he played well. Well, guys, I think we're going to just take a short break and hear from some of our sponsors, and then we'll be back.
Right.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Okay, we're back with the sports guys, John and Pat and Bill. And I don't know what happened to Ken. But
no, we got an email that he got tied up, and there's no problem. Like all Ranger fans, they fade in March.
Yeah, well, you know something? We've got good relief pitching just like the Yankees. So let's go to some of the spring training stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the Mets are looking stronger by the day. Yoenis Cepeda's had a great afternoon yesterday. Additionally, the Yankees relief corps looks stronger by the minute. The Yanks are going to go with a 5-man rotation. Hopefully the guys will be good enough to get them into the 5th inning or 6th inning when a very strong relief corps will come into being. The guy I'm really looking for to have a great season is a rookie, Luis Severino, who I think is going to be one of the 5 guys in the rotation. As you know, CC Sabathia is just about burned up. Natan Iavaldis is coming off of Tommy John surgery. Ivan Nova has been banged up, but he's come back healthy.
How's Tonka Toy's shoulder?
Pardon me?
How's Tonka Toy's shoulder?
Tanaka. Tanaka's been looking good, and they're slating
him. I think he had three scoreless innings the other day.
He did. He looked really sharp, and they're slating him to pitch opening day. How are the Red Sox looking, John?
Well, they're actually looking pretty good. I've been following it. They're good. They're young players, Mookie Betts, Bogarts, and some of the – they have a Cuban – young Cuban player, only 21, 22. These guys are so far having excellent spring. The pitching is holding up. The, you know, all these nagging injuries. There's been a couple of guys that are on the shelf for a few days here and there. And that's never good. You know, when a guy pulls a quad or something in spring training,
yeah,
you think,
especially
oh, it's
now.
Only spring training. But
no.
Doesn't it seem to nag them all the way through? It's never a good thing.
And they
so
play too
a,
many
they've
games.
They've got a few injuries there.
And they play too many games. I mean, if –
yeah, they played for a month and a half. It's
yep,
amazing. It's like
training.
The old NFL where they had six preseason games for 14
right.
regular season games. I mean, it was crazy. But now baseball, they play about 30 games. But, you know, you might – not all those same players.
Well, that's true.
They in the beginning, your regulars – the last 2 weeks, they're playing a lot. But, you know, nobody complains about it. They're down there. What's – you know, if they played fewer games, they just show up 2 weeks later. They know what they're doing, I suppose. And, you know, why not?
And, you know, there's a big following in spring training.
Oh, God, yeah.
I've been down in Florida where people – will go all around.
Oh, they'll go from stadium
go
to stadium.
Stadium to stadium.
They'll do that whole round.
The Yankee Red Sox game last Saturday was a sellout. There was scalping tickets out there. Even though there was not one regular playing, you know, you could put me out there in a Red Sox uniform and Bill out there in an Evil Ones uniform, and we'd probably sell out the place because it's Yankees Red Sox.
I would buy all the tickets.
Still the greatest rivalry in sports. Still the greatest rivalry in sports because people love to see good versus evil, white hats versus the black hats, and of course we know who plays those respective roles.
Yeah, the Green Bay and Minnesota.
Oh, that's exactly the same thing.
The Minnesota White Hats?
No,
the Minnesota
Black Hats.
Viking Black Hats.
So the Purple Hats.
I guess they're, you know, talking
the Minnesota
about that,
DVs.
Are they, is their stadium going to be
yeah,
ready
the stadium's
going
to be, yeah. That's
what
almost
they say.
Yeah.
I heard that it would be ready by the end of June.
And I heard they're going to call it the house that Favre built.
Well, I hope not. Meanwhile, we've got some exciting NHL action tonight.
Big exciting game there.
The Philadelphia Flyers are facing off against
amazing.
Tampa.
2 weeks ago, the Flyers were really hurting. They weren't doing much at all.
Right.
This young kid, the Ghost, Gostisbehere, has been an unbelievable run. Hopefully he's not a flash in the pan, and they got a star in the making. They're getting decent goaltending, and the Flyers, they are climbing up.
7-2-1. Remember, they were 8 out, and they've snuck up to where they're 4 out.
Yeah. They overcame the Devils, who have really – they were sellers at the trading. The Devils did okay. They picked up about 3 or 4 decent, fairly high draft picks, like second, third, fourth round. If they pick well, those picks will turn out to be good players. But that's been their problem the last 5 years. You know, their number one picks did not turn out well. And when your top picks don't pan out, you're not going to win. You know, you can't miss on the first pick.
Well, remember
something.
Well,
unless your third and fourth are, you know, phenomenal and should have been first.
Well, you know, you say you can't miss on a first round draft pick in the NHL, but you know. Goalies and defensemen take a long time to mature. So if you're drafting a guy who's 19 or 18, he's come out of one of the major junior leagues.
Yep.
He really needs to be either in the ECHL.
They could be 4 to 5
AHL.
Years away.
Exactly. So
it is a crapshoot to that extent.
Unless you get the rare guy like a Gostisbehere who spent most of last year. With the then Adirondack Valley and now Lehigh Valley Phantoms. And they brought him up in September after the Flyers had some injuries to Zolzato and to a couple of their other defensemen. And they didn't really like what they saw with the rest of their defense corps. And they said, let's give this guy a chance. He's tearing up the American Hockey League. And he was running a power play. He went from the Phantoms to the Flyers and literally running the power play and sort of pushing Mark Straight out of being the power play defensive captain.
He's amazing.
He's excellent, got a hot shot, a very heavy puck when he throws it at the goalie, and he's got the smarts to know how to play without the puck. So I'm really impressed with Gutdispert.
Yeah, that was a great pick. He came out of nowhere, never heard about him, and that happens sometimes. But
how many great hockey players come out of Florida?
Not
where
many.
From.
Not many.
Yeah, it's hard to skate in that sand on the beach.
Yeah.
What other sports did he play, though? That's always interesting to me.
His sister was a budding high school tennis and track star, and then she got injured, and she no longer participates in competitive sports. I think she's now a nurse or some kind of physiotherapist somewhere.
She has a new job coming up when his contract expires, and that is to help him count his money.
That's probably going to be the case because, remember, he's on a rookie deal. And, you know, he could be the next
Mark Howe. Deals are pretty low.
Pretty skimpy.
Yeah.
He could be the next Mark Howe, or he could be the next Dennis Desjardins, or Eric Desjardins, rather. So,
do you know anything about him? I mean, when did he start playing hockey? I mean, it is interesting.
I was going to say, everybody, three to four, six.
Yeah. Okay. So, Florida or not, he was, you know, somebody.
But these guys are just great athletes. They happen to choose hockey to play.
Yeah.
And you really see, when you see a superior athlete on the ice, they really look good. I mean, there's a lot of great hockey players, but you see the ones, you just look at them with their moves, their speed, their power, and you say, wow, that's a great – in addition to being a very good hockey player, it's a great athlete.
And remember,
oh, they have to be. A good hockey player has to be a great athlete. I mean, you know, when you think – and I know they take some time out, but when you
45-second shifts.
Yeah, but you think of, you know, the amount of energy that they have to use.
In every stride.
Yes.
Every stride is maximum output on those legs.
That's right. And the other thing, too, is that it takes hockey players, I think, longer to learn to play the game well once they start playing at NHL speed because it's all reflex and instinct at that point. Because the game is really too fast to think
through. It is. I mean, it's incredibly fast. I mean, that's a game that, for me at least, is hard to watch on television. We've talked about that before, but I mean, it's fun to watch it in person because at least you can see some things going on.
Well, you know, it's 5:58. We're getting near the top of the hour once again, Pat. Do we owe any of our sponsors some time?
Nope.
Oh, good. We've gotten that taken care of. Well, I'm going to be power washing my deck this weekend and visiting my boat. How about you, John?
There's some tennis balls waiting to be hit. But what I wanted to do, since we have an extra minute, is start to promote our Ann Liguori show. And many of our listeners may be familiar with Ann Liguori, who is a WFAN personality. She has agreed to come on the Sports Guy show in May to talk primarily tennis and golf, which is her forte. And she is at all the major events and is occasionally on WFAN, typically an overnight. She does a lot of overnight shows. But Ann is a personality who's been around a long time, well respected in the industry. And she's agreed to come on our show.
Oh,
so
exciting.
We'll have a date, a specific date in a couple of weeks, probably a remote. But we'd love to invite her to beautiful downtown Flemington and see if she's willing to come on, come down here. I don't know. But
that's pretty exciting, John.
But that, yeah, she is a luminary in the business, extremely bright. And will really be, the greatest guest we've ever had, you know, on these, I was going to say airwaves, but what would you call them? These,
on the net.
Yeah, on the net, I guess.
Isn't it airwaves? Well, I guess it's not airwaves. I hadn't thought about that. I always think of radio as airwaves.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
Well, that's because we're not 20 years old.
Well, guys, and hi out there to Ken. Sorry you couldn't join us. And,
he's with his children where he should be.
Well, we're about ready.
We understand
ready
that. We miss the ability, Bill, don't we, of being able to, you know, dump on our good Ranger fan friend.
Well, you know, what they say about the Rangers.
What besides they fade?
They have either the January freeze or the February swoon.
Well, what's Red, White, and Blue and plays golf every spring? The New York Rangers.
Yeah, but come on. I don't see Bill, having much to crow about.
Well, the last couple of years, Flyers Devils have been down. You know, we got to the finals 3 years ago, but now 4 years ago.
And how about the Phillies?
And 4 years ago for Philly.
And how about the Phillies?
Chicago broke our hearts.
And how about the Phillies?
What Phillies? What Phillies? I mean, you know, it's a very nice place to admire
the beautiful stadium. We'll be there. I want to go to a Phillies Mets game and take my son-in-law Ryan Antonelli to that game, so we got to look for a schedule, Bill, and